This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We're trying to track down Nick Dowd. Maybe we'll have him before the show is over. Trying to reschedule him. It's in process at this point. But right now it's time for EB's entertainment page. It's going to entertain the masses.
You know what I need yours?
You can have my
I threw mine away because we're having a photographer coming cakes. Otherwise, I would have it. entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax. I'm going to be there today. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can always check them out at BMWFairfax.com. All right, there you go. Actually, I just saw this. Valdez, have you ever heard of this? This captured me for a second. We all know Jelly Roll. I discovered Jelly Roll.
Yes.
Even though we've been around for 20 years.
I will give you credit. In this room,
I was ahead of the curve.
You discovered Jelly Roll.
Thank you.
That is true.
I'd never heard of Crunchy Roll. Do you know what Crunchy Roll is?
I mean, I've had crunchy sushi rolls before. They're delicious. It's usually like a shrimp tempura stuffed into your roll.
I guess it's an anime series.
I don't know
anything about that.
Crunchy Roll?
I don't know. Crunchy Roll announces their release schedule for the spring 2025 season.
I mean, what even is it? Is it an anime show?
It's a video on demand, over the top streaming service owned by Sony.
Okay. There you go.
Crunchyroll. To me.
Whatever the hell that is.
Yeah.
I still don't know what the product is. I'm terribly vexed.
I think it's just like whatever anime is.
Yeah, I'm not an anime guy.
I don't really know what it is. It looks like a cartoon to me.
Mm-hmm.
I know
that's
what it is.
Crunchyroll is anime adult content.
But
what?
To me, that's projecting.
That's projecting over there.
Projecting.
I mean, it's the biggest projection ever.
It appears to be just like cartoon stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So hold on. Crunchyroll is an anime series, or is it a service that gets you anime?
I guess it's a service. I guess I was wrong. Yeah, because they have different. There's one called My Hero Academia Vigilantes. That's a show. There's Once Upon a Witch's Death. That's a show. Catch Me at the Ballpark. That's a show. Anime.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know. Best I understand. All right. This just rocks me because we just talked about this last week, or 2 weeks ago. Our buddy, our old intern, David Bernad.
Mm-hmm.
His brother, Sia, just filed for divorce from him. Remember, he announced that his brother was married to Sia?
He didn't mention that, yeah.
It's a big story. It's like national headlines.
What's David Bernad's brother's name?
Dan.
Dan Bernad?
Dan. Sia has filed for divorce from her husband of 2 years, Dan. Now, it's spelled Bernard, but they pronounce it Bernad.
Yeah. They botched it.
They botched it, or everybody botched it?
And Sia is the
I don't think there's an R in David's last name.
No, it's Fernand.
There's one R.
All right. She is the Australian singer, right?
Yes.
She sings Unstoppable.
Chandelier. You've heard Chandelier.
I love Unstoppable.
I've definitely heard Chandelier. I think that might be it.
Just so you know.
You've probably heard Unstoppable.
It shows you how everybody's a simpleton. AP has misspelled it.
Okay.
Yahoo Entertainment has misspelled it.
All right.
CNN has misspelled it.
Yep.
Bernard. Yeah, everyone has
they're all spelling it Bernard.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you think maybe she got tired of him freeloading? Because didn't David kind of brag?
He basically
his brother was like a surgeon or something.
He was like, my brother basically chills now.
And now he just goes to parties.
Like the description. Yeah, he was like described as a socialite.
Yeah. He went from surgeon to riding on her coattails.
So they've only been married for 2 years. So it's a lock he signed a prenup, right?
Signed the prenup.
No, no. He signed a prenup so he couldn't get
like
the
all
cash.
Probably. But he was a surgeon. He does well.
Oh, yeah, he's doing great. He's fine.
You don't have to worry about it.
You might have to go back to work.
Yeah. Do you know that she wants full custody of the kid?
This song. This song's a smash.
I like Unstoppable better. Do you know what the kid's name is?
That's Chandelier.
Well, whatever it is, that song's a smash.
I saw it, Jason. I don't remember now. What is it?
They named their kid Somersault.
No, they didn't.
You know what it is?
Somersault.
Yes. I don't want to.
What's its last name?
No, but I don't think that's his kid.
Bernard?
No, that's not his kid.
Okay, different.
She was married before.
No, they had secretly a baby with a wild name. Somersault.
Yeah. Somersault Bernard.
No, Somersault Wander is, I guess, the middle name.
Somersault Wander Bernard.
Wonder, not Wander.
Wonder.
Somersault Wonder.
Okay.
What tells me, here's what
tells
are me.
People
with
doing?
All due respect to David, she's crazy.
Yeah. Or you mean Dan?
Well, I just mean David because we know David.
Well, Dan's kind of crazy, too.
Well, because this is like her second marriage. They're all quick, it looks like. She adopted 18-year-old kid. I mean, she seems like she wants to do good things.
I'm not saying she's not crazy, but...
But she seems like she's wild.
If you're the dad and you agree to name your kid Somersault, you got issues. I'm sorry.
I mean, is your brother Cartwheel?
Said, why not just
really
Summer?
Name,
why not just Summer?
Yeah, Summer's much better.
Who are the basketball players?
I want to name my kid Jumping Jack.
Cartwheel.
Spin wheel.
I always loved, I don't know. Was the basketball player Scientific Map?
Yes.
And Majestic Map.
And Majestic Map.
Yeah.
Those are brilliant names.
Those are really good names.
Dude, this is rocking me a little bit. Because I felt like, oh, this is cool.
You hadn't seen like David in 20 years. Now you're worried about his brother?
I'm not worried about him. It's just... I'm thrown.
You know what? I give credit to people. They have him as
Bernard.
Daniel Bernard.
Good.
They got it. Right?
No second R.
But here's what's interesting. Sia and Bernard, they say Bernard, threw a lavish wedding celebration in May of 2023 at the home of fashion designers. Oh, Stefano Dolce and Domenico Gabbana.
Okay, those are some big ones. I don't know about fashion, but I know those names.
In Italy, they had their wedding at the home of the Dolce and Gabbana people.
Okay.
Gabbana, however you say it.
Is that as nice as Crofton Country Club? Okay, where I had my reception? I don't know.
Right.
I'm going to guess probably.
Do you know what Crofton Country Club's claim to fame is, Valdez? There is a claim to fame.
A claim to fame?
I played there once.
Uh-huh.
Is it golf course related? Or?
It's golf related.
No, I don't know.
What is it?
Kyle Berkshire, the long driver, is from there. His father bought the club like 5 years ago.
Oh.
That's their claim to fame.
To keep it afloat.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Interesting.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
It's been a long time.
Anybody. He's like a long drive guy.
Yeah.
He's like the long.
He was in the Creator Classic.
I don't know what that is.
I thought you were going to do a Berkshire Hathaway hit. That would be big time.
Yeah, you have Berkshire Hathaway money. You got
cakes.
Long money.
We're a little bit of snobs. Like you and I, we're above Ross, right?
Ross Dress for Less department stores?
We're above it.
Above it. It's too low rent.
Right.
Somebody, by the way, asked Cakes on Twitter if you had a hot date today with your shirt on.
I do not.
I'm not used to it.
Yeah, I get to do my favorite thing after the show, have pictures taken after the show's done.
Is that why you took special care today? Did you ask Aim to approve your outfit?
No. Just if I'm getting pictures taken or going out in public and not being in this cocoon with you guys, I can't go out with my hair all patchy, a Braden Holtby neck beard.
Yeah, you really did get cleaned up.
I have to look presentable.
Yeah.
We can do the bobblehead bit.
No,
cakes.
It's fine. I'm making too big of a deal out of it.
All right, so you're above Ross Dress for Less. I am too.
I went in one, like, I want to say a year ago. I went in the one in Rockville thinking, you know what? I'll give it another chance. Hadn't been in one for a while. I walk in. They've got their wacky, a little bit undersized shopping carts, and they're so
right?
nubbed. They're so nubbed. Yeah,
they have teeny shopping carts.
Ross, yes. Here's how nubbed Ross is. They're so nubby that their undersized shopping carts are so valuable to them that they have a money metal, almost like a lightning rod, attached to the back of it, so you can't wheel it away from the store. It is such a horrible
look. That's a big tell. Dude, so hold on. If you go into a department store, like if you go to the grocery, you grab a cart. You grab a cart.
No, not always. I'm just saying that's the dynamic.
Oh, okay. You didn't grab it. No. You just saw it. Okay.
No, but I walked in.
My head was going
to explode. I went to the men's department. I walked around for 3 minutes, and I said, this is all trash.
Right.
Everything here is trash, and I have to leave.
If you have a cart at one of those discount stores, you've reached the bottom of the barrel.
And also, the line. I couldn't believe the length of the line. I said, even if I
But I think a lot of those guys are flippers
even
now.
If I found anything that I would buy from here, I'd have to wait in a line 30 people long.
I see guys. They're all scanning everything, and they're piling up. And
I can't believe there's anything of value. Those guys are going to actually resell.
I'm not buying it if I can't fit it in my arms.
Yeah, right. Me too. But, all right, so I'm above Ross with you. You and I were snobs.
We're just simpatico.
I'm also, Valdez differs, I think. I'm above Burlington. I can't.
I wouldn't go in there now, but in my younger days, my parents dragged me in there to get Rockport.
Cheap, like back to school clothes, probably.
Are you above, the reason why I say this, are you above Starbury's coming back? And you know what Starbury's
are?
They're Stephon Marbury's shoes. He's bringing back his $15 basketball shoe.
I mean, I'm not a big shoe snob, but I think you have to
draw the
line.
Does that mean they're like plastic? Like, they can't be like real genuine leather, can they?
What do they look like? I don't even know what they look like.
I don't know. I mean, I love the idea of it to make shoes more accessible and
affordable
for underprivileged, you know, or people that don't have cash to just waste on Jordans. I do appreciate the sentiment.
I mean, I don't have a problem with him bringing them back. Would I ever wear Starbury's? No. I mean, what?
Yeah, it shows you a level of immaturity on me, on my part.
Yeah, of course.
I wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I'm above it.
If you're playing hoops and some kid rolled up in Starbury's, you say, "Let me guard him."
Joan Worthy. Yeah. that's your mark.
All right, this is Valdez's favorite story of the day. There is an Indiana teacher, Cakes, and I'm just going to read the headline. Accused of sexually assaulting young boys that allegedly made them wear scream masks.
That is quite a
fetish.
While
she forced them to have group sex.
Well, I mean, she should be locked away for a long time.
Former math teacher Brittany Fortenberry. She's just 31. And the victim's ages, they look like some as young as 13.
Jeez.
Apparently, Valdez says she's blaming it on her. She lost weight and got hot all of a sudden.
So then now she has to sexually abuse 13-year-old boys?
I think that's her defense.
her defense is I got silly.
Well, that is the most paper-thin defense I've heard in quite a while.
She was also giving these students $100 to $800 for pictures of their dongs.
I mean, that's...
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
How much would you sell yours...
I knew that was coming.
But it's not going to be on the internet. It's just going to go to some random teacher in Indiana.
Priceless. Teacher in Indiana?
Remember,
there's no publishing?
You have a future in the
I know.
With your vitiligo.
It's not going to be published anywhere.
It won't be published. You're just going to send it to a
guarantee?
Teacher. It's her fetish. She has a fetish, and she swears she signed the contract.
And she's not going to show it to other people.
She's not going to put it on an online site. She might show it to her friends.
I'd do it for $100.
Yeah, that's what I think, right?
Yeah, Hunsky. Then you take it and bet it on the games.
Yeah.
Right.
You roll it, right?
You took you up plus 7.5.
Now, it's...
It has to be guarantees, anonymous on some level, right?
Those guarantees, you don't know if those are certain, but if you're telling me...
She sends you a contract. It says she will not share it digitally.
World's worst.
All right, what if she's showing? What if she's showing it to her friends?
Say, look, she's showing her friends. She's showing her friends.
You know, she can show her friends.
She's showing her friends.
Yeah, $100.
As long as it's not for wide distribution. Yeah.
Well, also, it's just going to be from the waist down. Yeah. Like, you're not going to be dumb to put your face in it.
No.
Yeah,
no,
you're not going to be Greg Oden back in the day.
You'd be fired.
Can't pull a move like that. I shouldn't know that, but I do know that.
That's hilarious.
All right, did you give me this because of the Lollapalooza lineup? I didn't get to this yet. Cakes, do any of these, oh my God, there are so many here. The big ones, though, that they have, like the bigger printed ones.
All right, I'll give you the dings or the buzzes.
But a lot of these feel like they're pop.
Okay.
Are they supposed to have pop? Olivia Rodrigo, she's pop, right?
She is pop.
All right.
Not interested.
Tyler, the Creator. You don't care about him.
No, thanks.
Sabrina Carpenter. She does a very sexy thing, apparently.
She's very provocative, but I'm not in on her either.
Rufus the Soul.
Never heard of this person.
Yeah. Luke Combs. He good. Luke Combs good.
He good.
He good.
He good. Luke Combs. He good.
I never heard of the band Twice.
I haven't heard of him once.
ASAP Rocky. Easy. Oh, you're into this one. Korn.
Oh, I am into Korn. The Freak on a Leash. Please.
But my God, if you look at the lineup.
He's going to turn into Woodstock 99.
Yeah. Oh, solid drab.
Some of the names that I recognize, Cage the Elephant, Foster the People.
Yep.
I know you'd be
Pumped
into
up
that.
Kicks.
Dude, so many of these I've never heard of.
That is a weak lineup.
It's a lot of nondescript bands outside of those headliners.
Did you look at the list?
Looked at it yesterday, yeah.
Pretty bad, man.
You got to scour through to find a few sillies in there.
Isn't Perry Farrell, is he credited for starting Lollapalooza?
I believe so.
So does he still get royalties off of
that? I don't know. I know he wants to fight his bandmate Dave Navarro on stage. Yeah. I know he likes to do that.
I think he went right into rehab after that.
Oh, he did?
This is the one in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think so.
Yep.
I think so. Anyway,
all right.
There you go. If you're into that.
All right, before the show is done, you want to keep listening because we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Live and Collective Soul when they come to Jiffy Lube Live this summer. Also, we have a $100 gift card from our friends at Metropolitan Hospitality Group. You'll have a chance to win those before the show is done.
Real quick.
Done.
I think this is just so crazy random. Remember we were just talking about the dong picks?
Yeah.
And Cakes. Yes. What did Cakes said? He mentioned an old NBA player that did this.
Greg Oden.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Look who was at MGM last night.
Nuh-uh. MGM National Harbor?
Yeah. Greg Oden.
Greg Oden. And he's wearing pants.
And he took a picture with my buddy. And when you said I said, I can't believe, because he had just sent me that picture.
That is bizarre.
Yeah.
I can't believe you just said Greg Oden and he's in that picture with my buddy from yesterday.
Did he use his hog as the stick to get the dice on the craps table?
He must have. How random is
that? That's kind of bizarre. We have like a cosmic link somehow. All right. That's kind of weird.
He's one guy who looked like he was 40 when he was 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know why he was at MGM, he was.
He's trying to win a bunch of cash. That's why. All right. We're the Jucks. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Junkies Poll of the Day is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can is just 100 calories. With zero carbonation for easy sipping, you can find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Also, some of your local grocery stores, especially in Montgomery County, must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The question is going to be simple. Are you in favor of banning the Tush Push?
I'm voting right now
at Junks Radio. Go cast your vote.
You're gonna vote no, aren't you?
I voted no.
I know you too well.
I would vote yay. Hey, get rid of it.
Valdez.
What would you vote?
I'm torn on it. I'd probably vote ban it because it hurts my team.
Yeah, you face it like twice
selfishly.
A year.
You can vote at Junks Radio.
Yes.
Valdez, do you know, I would ask Strap too, but he's not on the mic. The Buzz from Northern Virginia Magazine is here, and he asked us, what's the name of this studio? And I'm like, I don't know.
I think he was looking for if we had a cool name, like we're walking into the pit. Or it's
right. Should we refer to it as like the Monumental Studio or like the like what do you refer to
Odyssey
it
as? Studio? I don't know. Remember in Fairfax,
it's got Lindsay signage.
Is it numbered? Do they have numbers? Studio One. Studio
I don't know.
Two?
We don't have anything cool like that.
We got nothing.
Like we're not from Studio B or.
You know, it's open for sponsorship.
It's true. It's a very good point.
Just remember when we were Fairfax, you had that sign that said, Welcome to the Joan Dome.
Do you remember?
Called the Fairfax Joan Dome.
Right.
Yes, correct.
Right. This one, we don't really have a name.
No. So, yeah, we have somebody in studio who did an article on us 20 years ago, and he said the last time that he came to watch us do a show, Kevin McCarthy was answering the door.
Yeah. That's how long ago it was.
And he was ugly, wasn't he? I mean, let's be honest. He had a real bad acne condition.
He was on Accutane and everything.
Now he's a superstar.
He's a big star.
Yeah,
he's gotten a lot better looking, too. I mean, he's got the beard. He looks like...
Yeah, I think so. He's gotten better looking, and we've got worse looking.
Of course.
We smashed into the wall. But don't worry. It will smash into him, too.
Yes.
That's a good news.
Age is undefeated.
It's undefeated. So you can make fun of me or us or whatever, but it's going to happen to you, too.
Yeah.
Unless you're friggin' Dick Clark or
caught up to him, too. I don't think it didn't.
Right.
At some point.
Right. All right, you want to bang on a few calls?
You know what? We've done a bad job of selling open line Thursday.
Worst open line.
I blame you guys.
I feel like you do the same shtick. No, every third open line Thursday.
We haven't taken one call on open line Thursday. And that's either a testament to our God given ability or just no callers. I don't know.
We didn't ask for callers.
We had a lot of callers at 8 o'clock when we gave away the Nats tickets.
That's the thing. They always show up when you give away free stuff.
That means they're listening.
They don't want to participate. Yep. All right, let's go to
They're just a bunch of takers, these callers.
All right, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. It's open line Thursday. I know a lot of people are hitting me up. They want to get into the Junkies bracket thing. How many, like, you know, an hour ago, Drab, we had about 15 people, right? You'd put it out in 5 minutes.
Way more than that now.
That people want their ADs. By the way, no cash prize. People just want ADs.
Attention dollars are very...
They love people. Drabby, love brackets.
Drabby,
are we not doing our own survivor pool that we talked about? We're not doing that?
No, we can't. We got to do it now, though.
It's now or never.
After Jabby.
All right, let's go to Jabby. Jabby, what's up?
166. What's up, buddy? How are you?
What's up?
Sorry, 166 so
Jabby
far.
Jabby Burns, what's up?
Hey, buddy. JP, I need your pick for the Survivor, my Survivor.
I sent it in. I emailed you.
He said he emailed it.
Okay, good.
Two teams, and I Venmo'd you $20.
Okay, preach. All right, Jace, real quick. Orioles, 87.5. Red Sox, 86.5. Do you want to do the season-long bet?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
He loves
we'll figure out the parameters on that because
yeah,
they're pretty
close. Why would I turn that down?
No, you never turn
that
down.
Season-long wager? Of course I'll do that.
And just in case you don't see my email, we're going Wisconsin and Gonzaga.
Well, you're along with everybody. I guess everyone should bet on Montana today because everybody in the pool basically has Wisconsin. So that's probably the best bet on there. I like the Zags today, Jace.
Okay.
Like Drab was saying, I think they're
Were they laying 6.5? Are they laying 6.5?
Yeah. 6.5. And Georgia was really good at home, but they sucked on the road. And I just think Gonzaga definitely beats them.
Okay. How many different pools are you in?
As many as you are times three.
Oh, geez.
Keeping them together is fun, too. And I'm doing it like brick and mortar where you just write it down now. This is good times on the spreadsheet. So I feel like I'm going to send out a mass email with all caps to everybody.
Yeah, I like that.
Are you doing a variety?
So inside.
Are you doing a variety of different pools?
Player pools. And then not even counting just the wagers on all the different apps, too. It's a debacle.
Yeah.
Did you like? I hesitate to ask, but did you like the Vinnie pool that we're doing? Where you pick 16?
I love that. No, yeah. I thought that was fire. I would definitely get involved in that. But yeah, sounds like you got it. I actually love the Yale pick too. Who had Yale?
Me, of course.
So I watched them play too. I was watching your boy too, the redhead, your boy.
Yeah,
He's money. But that left-hander guy in that championship game was unbelievable.
Yeah, Pulakides. So, I'm telling
going
you,
today. Texas A&M's not that great. I'll end on this though. UC San Diego is playing tonight, right?
Yep.
It's 2.5. Listen, everybody loves UC San Diego. I've watched them all year, as weird as that is.
Because you're a San Diego boy.
Yeah, but they don't have anybody over 6'8", Jason. And doesn't Michigan just crush people on the boards?
Well, they got 2 7-footers.
They got 2 giants inside.
But they literally have nobody over 6'8", and everybody's from, like, Siberia.
Yeah, well, the thing that they got going for them against Michigan is Michigan ranked 328th in the country in turnovers.
Jabby.
And San Diego likes to force turnovers. So that's the only way they're going to win, if they can turn Michigan over.
Jabby, you're the man, but now we're getting too geeked out when we're talking 2.5-point spread on San Diego.
And I'll be honest with you.
Dude, it's the first round of the tournament. We should be breaking down every freaking game.
Drabby's giving
I thank
him
God
the,
Jabby called.
Drabby slit in his throat.
Oh, he did.
Oh, yeah.
I heard
no, Jabby's
whistle.
Fine, but he always has 5 minutes of agenda every time he calls in. Like 30 seconds, Jabby.
I haven't heard from Jabby in a long time. It was nice to hear from him.
I enjoyed it.
I've forgotten like the history of Jabby. Was Jabby part of your Big Fat Winners podcast?
At some point he was, I thought. I thought at the end. Maybe
briefly.
I think at the end, I think he was.
Yeah, briefly.
Yeah,
that didn't
part of the storied right. history.
All right, let's go.
We don't talk about that.
Well, didn't it start with it was you and Valdez, right?
Started that way.
It was me, Skippy, and Valdez for the very first year. We used to record over here in the studio,
mm-hmm. Right?
But I can't remember how long that lasted.
I thought Jabby was in the mix. Maybe
I feel like
thing.
At some point he was.
I think he probably was.
Hey, Drab, do you want me to go to these calls, or do you want to do the Survivor thing?
No, they're fine.
We can do the Survivor thing next.
We'll do it next segment.
Next segment. All right. Let's go to Scott.
Your daughter's not calling.
Annandale. Scott, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'm going to ruin Cakes and JP's morning here by bringing up golf.
Go ahead.
Right in the middle of, gambling March Madness segment here.
Yep.
Bickle, you got to take your son to the UK before you get a day older.
Why?
To go play?
Well, yeah. I mean, it is the absolute pinnacle of golfing experience for an old man. You got a son who's the perfect age for it. He might stink at golf, but he'd
lose 1,000 balls.
Yeah. You have hundreds of thousands of dollars to pay for those 1,000 balls. Do it now.
They're dwindling.
Wait,
go ahead.
Get some Kirkland sillies.
Take them to the afterlife. You've said that a million times.
Yeah, right.
Do
you have a recommendation? Quickly, for him.
Why England over? He could also just go to, like, Myrtle
maybe
Beach.
Not necessarily England. Anywhere in the UK.
Why?
Just somewhere where it's a totally different experience. I've been there a couple times. I don't have sons. My daughters, they don't play golf.
Right.
But every time I go, I see some old donk with his son, and they're having the greatest time of their life.
All right, I'll keep that under advisement. Yeah. I'll keep that under advisement. Yeah. I appreciate it. He wants a bond.
The older you get and the fewer bendovers you have,
that's true.
The more miserable you'll
yeah.
be there. So
that's true.
Knock it out, man.
All right, thank you,
Scott. The birthplace of golf. Go to Scotland.
EB, what is the nubbiest golf ball you'll be caught playing with?
I'm not that snobby.
You're not a golf ball snob?
No, I'll play a rock because I can launch it.
Will you play a top flight?
I'm above a top flight.
I told you that there's got to be
a level. I mean, there are certain levels. I mean, I am above a top flight. Sometimes I find wild balls
out there.
There are brands out there.
You definitely find noodles out on the course.
Yeah, noodles.
Yeah. Oh, noodles.
Is that a chick ball?
I don't know.
Might be.
I've got another old name. What about a Max Fly?
No, Max Fly's back.
They can make
some
high-end stuff.
Who knew?
Depends.
Yeah, they're making a great ball,
really?
A great affordable ball
Didn't
right
know
now.
That.
They're back.
Blissfully unaware.
But mentioning my son, you'll get a kick out of this. You guys will love this. He's on double secret probation with me right now.
Okay.
Because
what was the
I
offense?
This clown, when he went to Vermont, somehow when he went to Vermont, he had to get his car from his girlfriend's in Poughkeepsie. He needed to drive. Somehow, somewhere along the way, he parked it in LaGuardia Airport.
Okay. Yeah.
He left it there for 8 days. The bill was $900. I just got the bill yesterday. My wife actually called in and said, there's fraud.
There's fraud, because there's no
this is no way he would.
And then I realized it's my son. He left the car at LaGuardia Airport for 8 days.
$60 a day or something?
No, $60 a day. Yeah. 100. $110 a day.
Oh, you said 9 days. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, EB, I heard your kid left his car at LaGuardia for a month.
No, no, well, no. He's paying for it.
Yeah, and why doesn't he pay for it?
He's paying for it. He's got money.
What's he going to pay for it? With the clouds? Like, with the link?
I thought he's got a job.
He's just starting. It's a startup. Trust me.
So he hasn't got paid yet?
Very, very, very little.
He doesn't have savings?
It's the whole thing. Savings?
He's got a nub
on. He doesn't have
anything. He's a 24-year-old
drunk. You're about to call him a teenager.
Yeah, he's a 24-year-old kid that goes out all the time.
Dude, you know how pissed off I would be?
I know you would. He's on secret probation.
Well, no, you never would have let it happen.
He doesn't have to be on secret probation.
Place.
Well, it's not that secret anymore. Yeah. I got that text yesterday.
Definitely not secret.
$900.
Hey, he should have parked at Joe P's house. He could have parked for free.
What is he doing?
He didn't know
what's
that much.
What's the punishment?
He didn't look at the signs.
Spank him.
Spank him? I mean, he's 24 years old.
He's a grown man.
I mean, he didn't mean to do it.
He's got
to
pay you back.
He didn't. That might be something. He didn't process that it could be that much. Here was his dilemma. Park it in New York City, where he lives. Or LaGuardia for those, like, right. He didn't know what to do.
Well, even if, let's just say it was $20 a day.
$20 a day, a lot more manageable.
But would he have paid for it? Or are you still paying for it?
I am still helping my children currently.
Look, I know how that
I'm
works.
I'm in the same boat, but that bill would be tilted.
But I would flip.
Do I look tilted?
You should have
tilted.
You should have texted Pauly Flix. He could have parked in Staten Island for free.
Believe me, I didn't know. I didn't know he was doing that.
Man.
He normally keeps it in Poughkeepsie. He parks it at his girlfriend because there's no place to park in this.
Yeah.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah. What about an Uber? You couldn't Uber to
I think he needed
airport?
It for some reason.
Sounds very similar to how much he was
going
to pay for his flight.
He needed it for the skis. Like the ski stuff.
He didn't know, guys. He's only 24.
How much did
he
you
didn't know it was $120?
He got signs everywhere. Yeah.
How much
have you ever heard of $120 a day for at an airport?
I mean, I know I would see the signs and do a U-turn.
How much did you ultimately pay for the flights that you were complaining about so much? Everybody said they had a deal for you. You said it was going to be basically like $2,000.
It's like $1,100 a ticket because I can't come back before, like, I can't book anything before
6 p.m. So the answer is he didn't change them.
I haven't
changed
it yet.
You didn't change them.
What can I change it to? The only way I could change it is that if I miss another day of work, which I might have to talk to CK about.
All right, when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Live and Collective Soul at Jiffy Lube Live and a $100 gift card from our friends at Metropolitan Hospitality groups, so keep listening because you'll have a chance to win. Caller 10 right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score a pair of tickets to Live and Collective Soul. The date of that gig is Sunday, August 3rd at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. So call now to win. It's your opportunity.
You know, we've complained a lot about emails lately. Email's wacky. So Jabby says he didn't get my email. He sends Jason a text, and he says, tell JP this is my email address. That's what I sent it to.
He said it went to spam for some reason. So he didn't see it.
All the way around. There's no way around.
I guess I'm spam.
He checks his spam, and it was in a spam.
It's a horrible.
All right, so we're
going to
do final segment. We're going to do our own little survivor pool here. Between the four junks and the producers, so we got 6-man survivor pool. $10 a man. Winner gets the pot.
Are we picking two today?
We're going to pick two teams today, two teams tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. So, and you have to win both, obviously.
Right.
And then from the weekend on, you can just pick one. So Saturday, if you're still alive, Saturday you'll pick one. Sunday one. Blah blah blah.
Got it.
All right. We'll do that.
All right. Works for me.
You guys okay with that?
Sure.
All right. So like, if theoretically everyone could take Duke, like, or you draft Duke, and then no one can take.
No, we're not going to do the draft thing.
Okay, gotcha.
We're just going to do the regular survivor.
But you can only use them one time in the tournament.
Correct.
Right. Hence the name Survivor. Just to let people know,
I wasn't goofing on
you. I'm just letting people know.
Are we? How many picks are we making each day?
Two per day.
That's just today and tomorrow now. Once you get to the weekends, it's one each. You'll have to text that.
All right. All right. I'm going to try my hardest, but I hope I get eliminated.
All right.
we hope you get eliminated, too.
All right. Hold on.
All right. I want to go last.
Okay. That's
but
fine.
Anybody can. But if Cakes picks it, I can use the same pick as Cakes.
Yes,
of course,
you can.
Of course.
Right. This is what Valdez.
All right. We'll start behind the glass. We'll go to Valdez first.
Give me Tennessee and UCLA.
Wow. Going UCLA, going the 7 seed. Getting a little ballsy.
I'm going to go with chalky. I know
you
that.
You can't go with
Uber
early,
chalk.
You can't go with a high seed early because then you burn him.
It's about survival, brother.
All right, Tennessee, UCLA.
It's about making it to the next round.
Do not recall our Survivor plays.
I know. Well, so I'm just going to burn all the ones.
If you in the circle pool.
If you want to pick Yale today, go right ahead. If you have that conviction.
I think you should take Yale.
I can't. I can't put all my eggs in that one. All right. I'm not going. It's Drabby.
All right, Drabby.
Give me the Zags, of course. Mm-hmm. I'll use them now. And Texas Tech.
All right.
Okay, Zags and the Red Raiders. Good.
No, screw it. You guys, our track record, I'm not separating myself.
Yeah.
But our track record is we suck at Survivor Pools.
Correct.
So I'm not playing around. I'm going to take Houston today. They're a 1 seed.
They are a 1.
And I'm going to take Tennessee, a 2 seed.
Yep. Right. I like it. You know what? I'm doing the same thing. 1 and a 2.
Who are you taking?
I'm taking War Eagle, Auburn.
All right.
And I'm taking the guy that wears the white suit all the time on the sideline and coaches, brings every team he ever coached to the NCAA tournament. St. John's. A 1 and a 2. I'm surviving till tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay?
I think it's kind of crazy to take 1s versus 16.
Hold on. If somebody loses one team today, they're out of the contest?
Correct.
Yes.
We got to figure out how much a reverse Cakes parlay pays. Bet against St. John's, bet against
Auburn. By the way, how much is this costing me?
$10.
$100.
You know what? Ask Stevie to pay you $10. The $900 he owes you. All right, I will take.
900 he'll never see.
I will take Wisconsin. I'm tripling up on them because I've got them in 2 other pools, but I just think they're going to beat Montana, and I'm taking Texas Tech.
It's 2 Texas Tech picks.
DB, 2 teams.
Am I the last one?
You're it.
All right, Terps and Tennessee.
Terps don't play today.
It has to be today.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Poor listener.
Well, I don't have it in front of me. Who's playing with it?
Just put scores on ESPN for the games today.
All right,
Tennessee, you got.
Yale. Do Yale. I'm begging you to do Yale.
Do A&M, emotional hedge.
How do I see?
Do you want the games? Creighton against Louisville, 12-15.
Do the emotional hedge.
Hold on.
No, he can't do that because his eggs are all in the basket, and he can't emotionally hedge at this point.
Here are the games. McNeese, Clemson, Creighton, Louisville.
No, I think you're on to something. I will do A&M.
Oh, you are doing the motion.
But match. You can't hold it against me when I crow if Yale wins.
I won't.
I'm only doing it as emotional head.
All right, there you go. So Bickle's got Tennessee, A&M.
You can't use it against me and say, you picked Texas A&M.
This just means.
And you know what? I'm taking it off the board.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you guys are going to use it against
me. The Ag is going to win by 30 today.
No, they will. the Chimer.
All right, so you're not doing A&M now?
They will. I'm not doing A&M. Right. I'm out on A&M.
Okay.
All
right, let me scratch that off.
Purdue
against High Point. All right.
You know Zach Edey's not Purdue. On Purdue anymore, right?
I'm aware. Pistons. He used to be anyway. Right?
He's on the Grizz, right?
Where Memphis.
He's on the Pistons.
Oh, I was wrong.
Juju Reese and the Grizzlies.
All right, so we're all in.
No, because he called him. He couldn't remember him as Juju Reese.
Got it.
I knew it wasn't right when I said it.
All right, so we're all in.
He said Juju Smith.
I knew the sister was an Angel Smith Schuster. That's how I knew I was wrong.
We need to get you some of that ginseng stuff.
It's all right. Who else is left?
That's it.
You said you were going last.
We got two. Everyone's got 2 teams.
All right, so we're all in.
We're good.
You want to go real quick to
Edwin? I can't even keep up. I got in so many pools and Survivor pools last second.
That's why you need.
Edwin,
you have about 20 seconds.
Edwin, what do you got?
All right, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Good.
Morning. You guys have been trashing Anthony Rendon.
Right. He stinks.
Since he joined the Angels, pretty much. And I don't like it, man.
Right.
I mean.
Come on, quick.
That's disrespectful. Huh?
Quick. You're an Anthony Rendon mark?
You got 30 seconds.
This is Edwin, the tennis
pro. I mean.
Oh.
He played well for the Nationals. He's still throwing all up postseason series to win the World Series.
Right.
And he was a great player for us for many years, even before that.
Right.
And then you guys just trashed him because he joined the Serious Angels, who they don't care about winning. So why should he care more than they do?
So this is an Anthony Rendon support call.
It's an Anthony Rendon stand call.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, gotcha. All right, thank you, Evan. What a random call.
That's a horrible way to
open line Thursday.
That's a horrible way to end open line Thursday.
I like Edwin.
We got the guy from the magazine here. It's a very embarrassing call.
That's an embarrassing way to end. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.